Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Year of Living Biblically. One man's humble quest to follow the Bible as literally as possible. By A.J. Jacobs. Read by the author.
As I was writing this, I had a beard that made me resemble Moses, or Abe Lincoln, or Ted Kaczynski. I was called all three. It was not a well-manicured, socially acceptable beard. It was an untamed mass that crept up toward my eyeballs and draped below my neckline. I've never allowed my facial hair to grow before, and it was an odd and enlightening experience. I was inducted into a secret fraternity of bearded guys. We nodded at each other as we passed on the street, giving a knowing quarter smile. Strangers came up to me and petted my beard like it's a puppy or a pregnant woman's stomach. I suffered for my beard. It was caught in jacket zippers and been tugged on by my surprisingly strong 2-year-old son. I spent a lot of time answering questions at airport security. I battled itch and heat. I spent a week's salary on bombs, powders, ointments, and conditioners. My beard was a temporary home to cappuccino foam and lentil soup. And it upset people. 2 little girls burst into tears and 1 boy hid behind his mother. But I meant no harm. The facial hair was simply the most noticeable physical manifestation of a spiritual journey I began a year ago. My quest has been this: to live the ultimate biblical life. Or more precisely, to follow the Bible as literally as possible. To obey the 10 commandments. To be fruitful and multiply. To love my neighbor. To tithe my income. But also to abide by the oft-neglected rules. To avoid wearing clothes made of mixed fibers. To stone adulterers. And naturally, to leave the edges of my beard unshaven. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 27. I was trying to obey the entire Bible without picking and choosing. To back up, I grew up in an extremely secular home in New York City. I am officially Jewish, but I'm Jewish in the same way the Olive Garden is an Italian restaurant. I attended no Hebrew school, ate no matzah.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?